Hi, I'm David, and welcome to the Datasaurus Rex podcast, where we interview data visualization experts and get to know them and their data visits that little bit better. By the end, you should learn new skills and get inspired to enhance your own data viz game. Today's guest is Danushki De La Vera, who I found from her amazing IronViz feeder entry, which was related around music. But before we dive into that, Danushki, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Danushki, just like you said. I have been working on Tableau for about 3 years now. I started with a class at the University of Cincinnati, and now I work with it almost every day.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, it's been a great journey, and I'm learning something new all the time.
Excellent. And I'm sure looking at your Tableau public profile, it seems like, yeah, you're definitely learning a lot. And I'm excited to see, dive into your viz, but also what you create in the future. So, for those of you who aren't familiar with the podcast, we're going to explore OneViz to kind of understand how it's made, the inspiration, and all the other things, so you can kind of get inspired too. All the links for these will be down in the show notes or description below. And I'll be playing around on screen for the video people exploring the viz. And so it should be really fun. But before we do that, I want to just quickly show a unique thing. This is one of the first vizzes I've seen, which is, I guess, a Tableau public music video. Because you have your the viz, which we'll jump into a second, but you've actually timed it to the song you've been focusing on, which is the Firebird Suite, Infernal Dance. So I'm just going to bring that up. Where is it? So here it is. So I've got it on mute. But again, if you click on the link in the viz, you'll get access to the video properly. But it's really fascinating. So Danushki, am I seeing this right? So essentially, you've mapped out when every instrument plays, like every beat, or I'm not very musical, but like you've got like an orchestra showing when every song plays, and then the pitch and the frequency. Really impressive.
It's telling you when every instrument is playing. So when an instrument is playing, it'll kind of flash and tell you that the instrument is playing. But you can also kind of see a little pattern through those notes. And that's just telling you that this note is higher or it's lower. So it's not telling you exactly what the note is within the staff of sheet music, but it does tell you that the note that is being played is higher or lower and the exact instrument that's being played.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's so impressive because, one, I was just blown away by the Tableau public viz. And then I saw that you got a little button saying animation. I'm like, hang on, okay, let's give this a click. Just expecting me of like a really basic animated GIF. And I see like a 3-4 minute music video. But you timed it to the song. And I was just like, done. That's really impressive.
That was the exciting part.
Yeah, and I guess we'll get into how you made that with the questions. But I'm going to love to hear how you've done that. So let's dive in. So the first half, is going to be questions about the viz, and then the second half of the podcast can be rapid fire questions to get to know the creator. So let's dive into the first one, which is what was the inspiration for this viz?
So like you said, I created this viz for the IronViz competition. And I do like taking part in the IronViz competitions. I think it's challenging, especially when you have a topic and you have a time deadline. I do like taking part in the IronViz competitions. But the inspiration actually for this viz was, so let me tell you the whole story about how came about. We had just received the announcement for the theme or the topic for the IronViz competition, and it was music. So me and my coworker, who by the way, everyone knows, Kevin Flerlich,
He's been on the podcast.
We were just brainstorming ideas, just randomly throwing back and forth some ideas. One of them was, in fact, let's analyze the American Idol winners and see how well they're doing now and their sales of records and stuff like that. Anyway, and then we kind of, got back to work. And suddenly I realized, my aunt actually is the first violinist for the Sri Lankan orchestra.
Wow.
And I never seen an orchestra being visualized. And I was like, wait, that would be so cool if I had the orchestra and I kind of knew when each instrument was playing. It could kind of flash. And I was thinking, okay, that would be this calculation and all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was pretty possible. So I told Kevin my idea, and Kevin was like, oh my God, you got to tell Jeff Schaefer, who is my boss. So we told him, and his eyes brightened up, and he was like, yes, you definitely got to do that. And I was hooked after that. So that's how the whole biz came about.
Wow, though, that's impressive. Yeah, I don't think that's ever been done before, an orchestra being visualized. And that's what I love about Tableau. It's so versatile. You have that question. And most other tools, you'd just immediately be like, nah, not even possible. With Tableau, you're like, but maybe. Yeah, this could definitely happen.
Nothing is impossible.
Yeah, it's like the only limit is your imagination, right? Which you've clearly shown here. So yeah, this is awesome. No, it's a great inspiration. Like the kind of answering the what if, but also, you know, being inspired by talented musical family members. So and supportive coworkers, which is great.
Yes.
No, amazing. This is. So I'm not very musically talented, but I still know enough to appreciate this stuff. So you're making it accessible.
I'm not musically talented either. Oh. Let me tell you that. A lot of people have seen my views and say, oh, wow, you must be so great at music and all this stuff. But I'm actually not. My entire family is very musical, but I am not at all. I can play the piano a little bit by ear, but I can't read sheet music very well.
Ah, okay. That's interesting though, because it shows you don't, I guess, if you have a vision and you've got some data, you don't have to know the subject.
You might need a music translator. In my case, that was Jeff. He is very talented and in music. So I had to pick his brain for when I was trying to read the notes and stuff.
I see. No, but that's still cool. It's really inspirational. It's like, you know, whatever topic the data's on, you don't have to be an expert in it. I guess you just got to have an interest, which is really cool and inspiring to hear.
Exactly.
Nice one. Okay, great. Let's jump on to the next question. So, this sort of data. So it seems like it's quite a unique data set. How did you go about collecting this data and maybe modifying it so it fitted into a like tabular data for Tableau to read?
Yeah, so that's a question I get a lot about this viz, actually. Initially, when I first had the idea, I was going to sit down with Jeff and make him tell me every time these instruments were playing, like we would read the sheet music, basically. Wow. And that would have taken a lot of time, days, probably. And he would probably hated me after all.
yeah it's put a strain on the relationship, friendship.
after you know, we actually did start, and he was helping me understand the music and the notes and all the little details about sheet music, basically. But then the next day I found a MIDI file, which is basically translating music into data. And it took three lines of R code to extract that data into a CSV, and the rest is history.
No way. So that's all it, just a little bit of R code, hashtag easier said than done, but like that little amount of code like turned it into a readable format for Tableau.
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
I mean, it just converted into a CSV file, so I just had rows of my instruments, my notes, and it wasn't even a lengthy CSV file. And that is the only data source that I have on my viz.
Wow, that's incredible. And I mean, is that something you wrote yourself? Are you well versed of R, or is that just like a product of a Google search and then having the smarts to wrangle it into what you need?
I definitely had help, but I have learned R in the past, and R is pretty easy to pick up if you have an idea of coding languages.
Yeah, that helps. And I guess in this case, also an idea of what the success or end stage looks like. Because it's, because I guess with R, much like Tableau, it's like, well, what can I do? And people just come back and go, anything. And you're like, but that doesn't help me because I need to know something to focus on and maybe see if it's possible.
Right.
Yeah. So that's better. Yeah. But that's great though. That's again, really cool to see that like that isn't a barrier. You just had that idea, figured it out, had a little bit of help. But again, the community is great with that kind of thing. And
yeah, of course.
Made an awesome data set. Wow. Okay.
And I had no idea what a MIDI file was. I really didn't.
Oh.
And this surface that we were kind of playing around with in the club by 50 Cent.
Yeah, MIDIs are cool. I'm probably showing my age here. I remember MIDIs on my Windows 95 computers. They were like the best quality you could get. And now we're way past that. But yeah, it's all good. No, amazing, amazing. So that's a great data collection story there. I love that. I might have to pick your brains afterwards because I've been meaning to learn R more, and this could be a good fun little project to explore into.
I'm writing a blog post.
Oh, amazing. Great. Even better. So we'll put that link down there when it's ready. And exciting.
Perfect.
And just on a side note, again, if you've been following the podcast, I probably sound like a broken record right now, but this is that example of writing a blog post about this is such a great example of how awesome the community is. You know, like Dinishki could be like, this is my idea. Go away. I'm going to be the music MIDI person. Like, screw you. But she's like, no, this is great. Like, I've learned this. I want others to learn and benefit and see what they can do with it. And again, that's super inspiring and great to hear that you're giving back to the community. So thank you for that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's great. Yeah. I just love the database community. It's so generous and smart. It's a good combo. Okay. So, wow. Okay. So this is a good question, which I'm loving to hear the answer to. So how did you approach the creation of this viz? Did you already have like an idea or did you draw stuff on paper or did you just sort of dive into it? It seems very well put together. So I'm kind of guessing maybe it was a bit of planning in some way.
Yes, there was definitely a little bit of planning. And from the time I came up with this idea, I had a picture in my head.
Hmm.
And I actually put it down on paper and I have the paper. To show you, it started by looking like this.
Oh, yeah, we can see that. Oh, wow.
Is that kind of clear?
Yeah, that's clear. Yeah, wow. So it's just like some scribbles, like good scribbles. I can see what you're doing with that, but wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So I took out my little pink notebook and I started scribbling. And then it got into a bigger sheet of paper where it was way messier, but somehow I can't find that. That is how it started, but it was definitely a build as you go. Like ideas kept coming and kept adding to the viz and it just kept getting longer and longer.
But I think sometimes when but that's interesting because sometimes when I see long vizzes, I'm like, oh, okay, like, does it all need to be there? But again, looking at yours, like every bit of it, I'm like, oh, great, there's more. I want to explore more. And I guess the part below, lets you hone in more to the different instruments from what I can tell, like summaries and then, where they appear, the low and high notes or the spread, I guess. So it's...
Yeah, so the very bottom is kind of, it was meant to be a data art piece, but then we explored it. And you can actually get a lot of good information from there too if you kind of select a couple of notes on the higher end of that data art, like all the dots there. Mm-hmm. You can see how it relates to the top graph, showing exactly where the pitch of those instruments are.
Yep, I see, because... Yeah, that makes sense now. I'm looking at like the bass is like super low, so it's skewed to the left on the bottom chart, but it's
exactly
down there in the over time in the top chart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is so cool. And also I love it, like this is quite a rich viz. But you haven't shied away, like you haven't, I guess, dumbed it down. You've actually given really eloquent, beautiful instructions too, where if you click on them, like I'm just doing now, I'm just trying to figure out how you've done this because I've just been relying on Bizen tooltips, but this seems like something more. So when I've clicked on the instruction, you get this like really nice image of the viz with loads of arrows. How did you make that happen?
Super complicated. Just kidding.
Oh.
It was totally taking a screenshot of my viz and then putting that image on PowerPoint and then using little squiggly arrows and writing out my instructions. So simple. It took a couple of minutes.
Wow.
But I think the idea was great to have that collapsible container.
Yes. Oh, so using a collapsible container. Yeah, because when I click on the cross, it goes away again. And I see.
Yeah, I love that feature.
Yeah, I've seen those being used, but I just haven't dived into it. But this is a great use case because it's, yeah, like sometimes with instructions, if you're just limited to words, it kind of works. But yeah, you taking an actual screenshot of the viz and going, this does that, this does this, here's how you read it. Like, very inspired. It's
I wanted it to look like the scribbles on my initial chicken scratch of my database. So I had those little squiggly arrows to make it kind of give you a more personal feel.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Yeah, it fits into the whole theme because it's like, yeah, music, I guess, is very creative. And yeah, like having those handwritten notes like down the side is, yeah, brilliant. So, So you had an initial idea, scripted it out, then kind of went into a more detailed one. I guess as you build that out, you probably had an idea what the data should look like. Or did you have the data already and then try and match it to the layout of the viz? What was the ordering?
Kind of both. Because before I even had the data, I had the visualization in my head about what this viz is going to look like. And then the data connected to it and made it possible. But also the bottom part of the viz is a lot of, I have this data, I need to, think of a creative way to make it more understandable.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Because it's like you've got more the, I don't know how to describe it. It's more like a relative view of, like, I guess you tied it to the instruments in the top view, like, you know, where and when they flash up. But below, it's more about, I guess, the notes overall,
Which is
just as interesting. And I can see why you didn't try and cram those into the top. That would have just been a bit
too
much.
It was not going to do it justice.
Yeah. But yeah, this is cool. But equally, there's great insights to be had. So I love that you've chosen to design those, like, ever-filling bar charts as the song progresses, so you can kind of tell which.
That was the plan, and I was going to have it at the bottom, actually. Mm-hmm. But then I wanted to put that little piano piece at the bottom, the piano bar chart. Mm. So, it was a lot of moving things around and figuring out the best place for it.
Yeah, but it just makes the data, again, accessible, or the insights accessible. So without listening to music, I can quickly, figure out that it's a very violin heavy or viola heavy piece.
Exactly.
There are no A sharp notes being played. Or I want to say A hashtag, but I don't think that's
it. Yeah, I know. So that was another challenge because I wasn't sure, it said A and A. I knew what A sharp was, but sometimes the lettering there was a little different to the norm. Like, so I definitely had help trying to figure out, hey, what is this? Why does it have three little scratches on the after the A? What does that mean? And that means that it's one octave or A on the second octave, and it goes on.
Wow. Okay. So there's a bit more, but that's the kind of the output of the R MIDI CSV.
Exactly.
I see. But I know, again, it's really cool because, again, you can just see those empty white bars on the note bar chart.
Right.
Like, again, you can see what notes aren't played and what are played a lot. And it's, I'd assume, I don't know what I'd assume. I guess you'd use all the notes, but I guess sometimes you don't need to, I guess, or it just sound weird. So, yeah. No, this is great. So one final question just around the design. How long did it roughly take you to build once you knew the shape of what you wanted to go for?
I want to say the element that took the longest time was creating that orchestra.
Right.
Because each shape had its own angle, right? So I couldn't use one shape and plot it. I had to kind of give each shape its own angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and originally I had it horizontally. Mm-hmm. So you were looking at it like this, and the conductor would be here, and all the... I'm explaining it terribly.
No, I had it long ways, exactly.
Mm. And then it just didn't fit my picture and what I had in my head. So it took another half a day to turn it around. Yeah. But yeah, I think that took the longest time. But in total, I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Well, I guess I'll chalk that up to you. I'm just having so much fun. You just didn't notice how long it took.
Exactly.
But I'm sure it probably didn't take like months, right? Maybe like a couple of weeks.
Oh, no, not at all. Because you do have a month to submit. But I want to say it took 2 weeks.
Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. Like on and off outside of work. That's good.
Definitely on and off.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think that's what sometimes people see these amazing IronViz entries or the winners, and they're like, oh my God, they've done this in like an hour. God, not worthy. But I guess goes to show, yeah, that it takes
but
time.
The actual pieces of the viz didn't take too long. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, life comes in and you can't keep working on your IronViz all day, all night. But it did take a good amount of time, but not too much.
Okay. But that's good. It's these things, they take a bit of effort, but not like they don't consume your whole life. So that's a good insight to get to. Nice. Great. Okay, this is a good one. So you're very familiar with the data and probably done a lot of analysis on it. What was the best insight or insights you've got from this data?
I don't think there is one particular takeaway from mm-hmm. this, because it's talking about instruments and the notes that are playing. So the most fascinating thing was the fact that there is something called a MIDI file that translates, you know, music into data. That blew my mind from the get-go. But I think every aspect of how many times is a certain instrument playing? What are the different notes that these instruments are playing? What are the different pitches that these instruments are playing in? And everything, I think, really fascinated me, which made me want to help someone else understand it more.
I see. That's good. I guess with music, it's
hard to pinpoint one thing.
Yeah. Except that it's all fascinating. And it's just just like looking at your, like the clarinets have gone right to the end of the score. And it's funny watching the clarinets go up, 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 down, 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 down. And like,
yes.
I want to go back and listen to that music and try and see that ups and those ups and, or hear those ups and downs.
I probably watched that video more than 50 times. I was addicted to watching this go up, come down, and watching the orchestra play. I've been fascinated with my own viz.
I think that's great, because often when you build one, you're like, oh, I'm done. I've looked at it too much. But that's great that you still, after that many views, you've built something where you just are still enthralled by it and watching all the patterns. And that's a sign of a good viz. If the creator's not sick of it, then the regular audience won't be either. So that's
agreed.
That's great. Cool. So we've already touched upon this with the R stuff, but what other skills did you learn from doing this project?
So definitely little things in Tableau. I love LODs in Tableau, level of detail calculations, but I'm not the best at them. So definitely helped me understand the logic of what exactly I was trying to do and get my perfect level of detail calculation. So it made me do more complicated calculations. Mm-hmm. Not that there's anything complicated in my viz, actually.
Right.
Also, I learned a lot about music itself. And just little details about the notes on a piano, the different pitches, the different instruments, the different variations of instruments. Mm. And I definitely have to thank Jeff for helping me just understand music a lot better. I wish someone actually commented this on Twitter, but I wish we had something like this when we were in music class, when we were in high school or middle school or whatever. This would have grabbed my attention and helped me understand it.
No, yeah, it would probably made it more accessible or more interesting to non-musical people. Even myself, I feel I'm drawn to it. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like, maybe music isn't that bad or like, yeah. it's not that hard. So, but that's great though. And I think that's an awesome insight from like learning by applying or doing.
Right.
Because, yeah, sure, you can read about leveler details and you can read all the posts and all the help center stuff. But unless you actually apply it, it's probably just going to go in one ear and out the other.
Exactly. So
that's a good skill to learn, like to like, or a good thing to learn from this is that, yeah, like have a thing to focus and apply your learnings to. So because you mentioned you've entered other iron visits. So is that one of the inspirations for doing that, to learn new skills, push yourself?
For sure. Especially when it comes to personal visas, I love to do personal visas, but now that there is a deadline and a topic and it kind of, gives me a little bit more pressure, I do like to take part in the Iron Viz competitions.
No, that's great to see. Yeah. I guess, having that, well, not arbitrary, but having that like imposed deadline, yeah, and like structure, I think that's what also makes Makeover Monday pretty appealing, because having that like deadline data set, like you now have something to push you, but also you don't have an idea and then have to spend like a week trying to find the data or clean it up, and
so I get so many work dashboards done because I have data set. Most of the time I have the data set and I have a timeline, you know, I have a deadline to get this done. So I have that pressure, which I work best under pressure.
Yeah.
So it definitely motivates me to get it done and do a good job.
Awesome. No, I like that. I like that. That's great. It's probably, I need some of those deadlines for my personal data projects. It's sometimes I sit my butt too much, or it doesn't help that I do my data visiting on my gaming computer. It's like, this is two clicks away. So I'm like, but I'm
distracted.
Yeah. I'm like, click. Ah, damn it. I'm playing.
Yeah. Where am I?
Yeah. It happened again. It's not good. Okay. Awesome. And then the next question. So you've got a lot of talented stuff on your, already on your Tableau Public Gallery. This is a great entry to that. What's next for you? What projects are next, and what should we look forward to?
So I have been working on a dashboard for a while. Again, I don't have a deadline for this because it's my own personal work. This is a great example of what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And, it's July now and I started this last year. So it's been just, laying there waiting to be done. It's actually a dashboard about my country. I'm from Sri Lanka originally. So it's a dashboard about Sri Lanka, and wanted to kind of show all the really cool attractions about the country and how much it has to offer. So I'm really, really excited about putting that viz out there. I think a lot of people will enjoy it, but it's just getting it out there.
Yeah. But no, I look forward to reading that one again. Like, I don't really know too much about the country, I have to confess, but I would love to see someone with your talent and passion for that country, like to show it in that kind of data viz way. Because I guess you've kind of combined a great story visual like elements to like data. So I'm sure we should see a bit of that too. It's not just be all by the numbers. I feel like you're going to like tell us a story.
Not very much numbers, but it's going to be more of an attention grabbing piece where you know, I can encourage people to look into the country, be more aware of the country, because a lot of people ask me, oh, where is Sri Lanka? What's in Sri Lanka? And then once I tell them, they're very intrigued and excited and want to go there. So I think through my passion of Tableau and my passion for my country, I think it's a great marriage for a viz.
Oh, amazing. I cannot wait to see that. So whenever you release it, I'll put it in the show notes, but also I'll spread the word happily. I look forward to that. Great. Okay, cool. So yeah, before we move into the rapid fire questions, is there anything else you'd like to promote before we move on?
I don't have anything personally to promote, but I would love to encourage people to get more involved with the Tableau community. There's so much they have to offer, and I have learned so much. And if I ever have a problem, I put it out there, and in less than minutes, I will, if it's easy, I would most likely get an answer to my question. So definitely use the community to help you expand your knowledge in Tableau and solve any issues that you have.
Oh, that's a great thing to promote, and I can definitely second that. The community of Tableau is one of the biggest differentiators between itself and the other platforms or software platforms. Like, so many people help out, especially on the forums. Yeah, you type a good question out, you're gonna get a great answer. I never had a question not answered yet, so it's so many helpful people, so it's, that's beautiful. Okay, cool. Okay, so let's we're gonna dive into the rapid fire questions now. So we've learned about your viz, and I highly encourage everyone to go and play with it, check it out. There's so much depth and like great insights out of there to get inspired about maybe building your own music biz in the future. But yeah, let's get to know the person who made it a tiny bit more with some questions. So to start off with, we're going to carry on with an easy one. Pie charts. Do you love them or loathe them?
I do not like pie charts. Okay. I think they're very hard to read and just doesn't give you a good understanding of what you're looking at.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You wouldn't completely rule them out. Like, there's probably to be like a very small use case. Is that what you're saying?
Or yes, yeah. I think if you have two pieces of your pie to show that something has a lot more quantity or whatever it is you're measuring, that it's so much more than the other category or element, then it's a great way. To show your data. But once it gets more than 5-6 pieces of the pie, you're not really gaining anything from it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it really, like, I won't write them off completely, like you just said, but it does annoy me when people still use them. Like, I'm on Reddit quite a bit on the Data is Beautiful site, and I just saw one 20 minutes ago. It's got like 2,000 upvotes, and it's like a 20-piece pie chart, I think, of the distribution of Myers-Briggs personalities, and there's like 2,000 people upvoting it. I'm like, this is ironic. It's on Data is Beautiful, and it's this 20-segment pie chart. What is going on?
No idea why.
Yeah. It's like, okay, the data's kind of interesting, but bar charts. Like,
can I see it, please?
Yeah. And it's like over like, it's got the words with the numbers, and it's like a line pointing into a sliver, and you're like, make it a bar chart or something else. Yeah. But okay, that's good. We haven't had a complete outright yet as a guest saying, do not use them ever. There's always depends, but mostly don't use them. Yeah. Okay. So who or what publications do you follow for your data viz insights or learnings?
To start off with, the Twitter community, just seeing what they do always makes me want to dig into their business, see how they built it. Hopefully there's a blog post attached to it that I can read. Mm. But my go-tos are definitely Data Plus Science. That's Jeffrey Schaefer's website. Kevin Flerledge and Ken Flerledge. Doesn't help that Kevin's right next to me. So I'm always like, oh, you have blog posts on this. Let me check this out. So they've been so helpful. And when it comes to books, Big Book of Dashboards by Steve Wexler, Andy and Jeff. Those are probably my go-to blog posts and books.
Awesome. No, yeah, they're great books. I've actually got the signed copy of Big Book of Dashboards just on my shelf over there. So it's definitely a great book. And definitely encourage people to get that one too. But there's all great resources, and I'll find them all and try and put them below as well. But there's so many out there, right? Like, that's just scratching the surface. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But that's perfect. Those are your hot takes. So yeah, that's great. So what is your number one Tableau trick for Tableau newbies?
Ooh, This is probably not a very overly complicated one, but it will drive you nuts. You know, when you're formatting a pane or a worksheet, sometimes you can never find which line you're trying to format and where it is on your chart. So, if, for example, if you're trying to make your axis line thicker, you might be messing around with row headers or column headers. You're trying to figure out which one it is. But one trick that I've learned is when you're on that view, you look for the bold letters. And if the, for example, it says workbook, and if workbook is bold, then you know that that's not the default. That has been edited or formatted. So you know, okay, this is the one that I need to change. It kind of gives you a little bit of direction of which one exactly you're looking for.
Yeah, got to admit, I didn't know that. So that's amazing. Yeah, there's so many cool things about Tableau features and functions that, like, yeah, even I didn't know about that. That's awesome.
Cool. Agreed.
Yeah, because, yeah, you're so, like, yeah,
That's a good 101 to not drive you crazy when you're formatting.
No, amazing. I format loads. So, I mean, this is secretly the reason I've done this podcast, so I can learn all these tips. But no, it's great to see, but like, there's so many ways, things to learn about Tableau. Even if you've been using it for years, you still don't pick all of them up. So it's, yeah, right. Amazing. Okay, though, personally, thank you for that one. That's great. okay, so what is your favorite chart type, if you have one?
That's hard. It depends on what kind of dashboard I'm creating, right? If it's a work dashboard, then I don't want to use any overly complicated charts, depending on my audience. But if it's maybe a Tableau public dashboard, then I'm not worried about how crazy I want my charts to be. But a simple chart that I personally love is a scatter plot. A super easy chart to create, but it just kind of gives you a great picture of what the two axes that you're looking at, you know, are you looking at all the zeros, or are you looking at, you have those kind of the four quadrants that you're comparing your data with.
No, totally. I'm a big fan of those too, because if you give people the rough rules to read it, like high is good, low is bad on the two axes. Even if someone's not an expert for data, no matter how many data points there are, they can quickly go, oh, the ones up here are good, what are those? And then, yeah, equally the ones are bad, what are these? And rather than, like, you train people up very with those basic rules, and they've suddenly become expert explorers of that data. So
absolutely. And they could always, you know, you can add a little color and make them really exciting as well.
So. Yeah, no, totally. So no, that's a great one. I like those too. So awesome. Okay. So other than Tableau, what other tools or software do you generally find yourself using when creating data visualizations?
In the past, I've used a lot of R and SAS, but daily now I use SQL, a little bit of PowerPoint to create nice features for my dashboards. But yeah, Tableau and SQL is my daily go-tos.
Cool. No, that's good. Those will get you very far. So yeah, don't need to have a million tools if those two will do the job. So
absolutely.
Like, great. Okay, this is always an interesting one. What was your first version of Tableau?
I think it was 9.4. Is that dated?
No. It was pre the year stuff, but no, nine's a pretty decent one. It's like, it's, if I recall correctly, because I think I was using it when it was like 6, and there were so many leaps and advancements coming out. So I think 9 was like, every release, you're like, oh my God, what are you going to do next? And it was great to see a product which did that. But no, 9 was cool, because I think there was some, they're in a stride, like launching amazing features. I can't think what they were, but I remember being happy with the number 9, the Tableau version.
For sure. But even from 9 to 2019.2, there's a huge amount of developments that have happened.
Oh, totally. Yeah, there's so many to list, but like, but it's just great to see a tool like this, which is already, I guess, market leader in terms of functionality, mm-hmm. still keeps pushing the envelope. They're not getting complacent. Like, so is that one of the things which draws you to Tableau, like their investment, their constant betterment of their tool?
For sure, because I remember before Viz and tooltips came out, that's all I wanted. I was like, oh, I wish I could just dive into this by just hovering over it, you know, mm-hmm. or selecting it instead of creating a whole nother chart and putting it on the dashboard to show the details of the general chart. So mm-hmm. when Viz and tooltips came out, I was just like, yes, finally. So, so it always keeps happening like that. You know, you kind of want something and the community wants it too. And then it happens. So I love that.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm looking forward to what they do next, especially with all that sweet, sweet Salesforce investment money. It's should be good. I had Mark Jewett, the VP of product marketing, on the podcast a few episodes ago, and he was assuring us for like this buyout's going to be a great thing because like, you know, Salesforce isn't going to mess up what they've just bought. They're going to like double down, make it better, bigger and better. So I'm excited to see how this catalyzes their roadmap and their advancements. So I guess we'll have to watch this space.
I think they'll both really help each other grow and advance more.
Yeah, totally. And I didn't notice, but Salesforce has a great passionate user community as well. I think they're called Trailblazers. So I think Salesforce knows if you've got a company who has like self-initiated power users, you've got a good little product there. So it's cool. So hopefully more bigger things to come. So speaking of which, this could be a good opportunity. What is the one feature you would love to see Tableau implement in the near future?
Right now I'm not at a roadblock where I'm like, ooh, I wish I could do this. Maybe advance their animation features. Now that I'm on this high of looking at my animated dashboard, maybe something along the lines of that to just kind of take them to the next level.
Yeah, that makes sense because I've dabbled with a few animated charts in the past, and I would love for Tableau Public just to be able to play them. I'm sure there's some technical limitation, but you wouldn't need to link to your video.
You could
just have it play.
That's the one.
You could just have it play in the browser.
If we could put play control on Tableau Public, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think I've asked them for that. I think there's a technical reason, but if they can overcome that, that'd be so cool. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So fingers crossed. When it happens, we'll have to let each other know and play around. Perfect. Okay, great. That's a great feature. So we've been having so much fun. I didn't realize we've reached the end of the podcast. So this is good. You've been a great guest. And is there anything else maybe you want to talk about before we sign off? Or do you reckon we've covered most things?
I think we've covered most of it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being on this show, Dinushki. It's been awesome having you on. You've been a great guest. I've learned personally a lot, and I hope our viewers do too.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no worries.
It has been really fun. Yeah. And I have watched a lot of your even older videos about little technical things about Tableau. So when I was starting off, or even if I had little issues, I've run into your videos. So thank you.
Oh, look, cool. Okay, that's great. It was great to hear when you make something and it does help someone. It's, I need to make a few more of those. I've been a bit slow recently, but it's good to hear they are reviews. So I'll make sure I crank a few more out. Thank you. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the show notes for everything we've covered today. And if you're new to the podcast, consider subscribing to stay up to date with all the latest episodes. Also visit datasaurus-rex.com/welcome to see all the other data visualization content we have to help you out. Till the next time, thank you very much.
Thank you.